Sunday the 27th of September, Erev of Yom Kippur, Rabbi Joey Grunfeld, towards a better Yom Kippur.
We're nearly there. We're working towards the Yom HaKadosh. It's been a long haul over Erev. We've all been working towards this moment. It's a wonderful day, Yom Kippur. This wonderful day, a day of great Aliyah. I want to begin with the concept of tshuva. What does tshuva mean? It's translated as repentance, but we all know it means more than repentance. It's not an accurate translation. It means return. And I want to tell you what I once heard from a Godel Echot, beautiful concept of what tshuva is, the real depth of the word tshuva. It says, tshuva is really a circular motion. And he brings a raya from the Psukim in Tanakh. For example, by Hilit Tshuvas Hashonah. And it came to pass at the return of the year, when the year turned its full cycle, it's called Tshuvas Hashonah. When it comes to Shmuel, Pasuk of Shmuel, it says, Vayishpo Shmuel es Yisrael kol yamei chayov, that Shmuel would judge Klal Yisrael all the days of his life, V'holach midei shona b'shona, throughout the year, or every year, v'sova beis keil v'sovav, beis keil v'agilgul v'amitzpah, he would go around beis keil v'agilgul v'amitzpah, that means every year he would go around Eretz Yisrael and judge Klal Yisrael. V'shofet es Yisrael es kol hamakom ha'ela, u'tshuvosoi horomoso. And he would return to Ramah, kishon beisoi, because that was where he lived, where his house was. That means he would set out from his house in Ramah and would move around Eretz Yisrael and then would return to his house from where he had set out, Kishom Beisai. Kishom Shofet Yisrael, by even Shom Mizbeach Lashem. So you see that tshuva is actually accurately translated, you see from the Psukim, is a circular motion where you start and return to the place of origin. Said this Godel Echad, it's like a circle. You know, a circle, when you move on a circle, you start at a point and you seem to be moving further and further away. But the truth is, as you move along the circle, you begin to move back toward your point of origin. And that's what happens every year in Rosh Hashanah. We on Yom Kippur, we do tshuva, and we work with the calendar year moves on and moves on, but it's always coming back to the same Rosh Hashanah and the same Yom Kippur. Because man cannot escape, a yid cannot escape his destiny. A yid cannot escape his destiny. A yid is a yid, and inside he knows where he comes from. I once heard a very beautiful idea that the luchas are round, and they're meant to be square. Where did the round idea come from? So I once heard that the concept is that Bem is all Anashamas when Sinai. All of Anashamas when Sinai. That's what Zoya says, that every single Yiddish Anashama was at Sinai. So we were all there, and we all heard the Aseres HaDibros. We all heard the Aseres HaDibros. But we forget. That's the trouble. Man forgets. He forgets his roots. But deeply ingrained in us is the Sinai experience. We all were there, every single Anashama. So he said, I think it was Rav Moshe Shapiro. He said, what's the difference between writing on parchment, writing on paper, and engraving on a stone? The difference is, they're both, you both have writing. Yeah, you see the written, the ksav on both. But the difference is the following. Writing on paper are two separate entities. There's ink, there's the pen and the ink, and then there's the paper. And you put one together, the two together, they were separate entities, and now they become one. But the ink can fade. And it can return to its original state. In other words, there's no ink, and you don't see the writing on the wall because they were separate entities. When you engrave something on stone, you engrave it into the stone. The writing is indelibly engraved on the stone. You can't get rid of that engraving. Only what? The grooves can be filled up with dross. And until that point, and it goes higher and higher and higher until you cover the whole thing, you don't see the writing either. Both cases, you don't see the writing. One, the writing has faded, and one is a whole lot of dirt covering the grooves. If you don't see the writing either, what's the difference? The other one you can't get back. The engraving you can, because you just scrape away the dirt and you get back to the roots of the engraving. It's always there. So it's indelibly engraved on the Yiddisha heart, because we were all there, is that in the Neshama, on the Neshama is the experience of Sinai. We heard the Rabbi Yisham speak. That's in our hearts. It's there. And the idea is, it's just a concept, the idea is that the Raon Luchas is telling us, those Luchas are right here in your Neshama. They're there. It's part of you. And a Yid cannot escape his destiny. Shom Beisai, which Shuvosa Roma, it has to happen. It has to happen. Bemis, according to the Ramban, B'shavtat Hashem Elokecha is the mitzvah of tshuva. B'shavtat Hashem Elokecha is the mitzvah of tshuva. It's machlekes Rishonim. Where is the mitzvah of tshuva? According to the Ramban, B'shavtat Hashem Elokecha is the mitzvah. Ki ha-mitzvah zois. Le'bashamayim hi, etc. says, ki b'ficha u'v'vodcha la'soisai. Yeah? It's b'ficha u'v'vodcha, the mitzvah of tshuva. B'shavtat Hashem Elokecha. It has to happen because it's there. U'v'vodcha. It's ingrained. You are Yid. Pintel-Yid, that's you. That's what I mean by the Pintel-Yid. However far we go, we're on a circular route. We can come back, and it's there, waiting for our return, because it's ingrained within us. That's the concept of tshuva, a circular motion which always comes back. Now, the act of tshuva itself consists, of course, Kabbalah v'charotah, that we know, and Vidui. Vidui is the mitzvah sayyid. Vidui has to be done per pe. You can't think vidui. You're not yotze vidui unless you spell it out per pe. Why? So Bemis, I heard the following from my uncle, Ramosha Eisenman. Beautiful idea. Firstly, in the Cheska, we all know that the yotze hor is called a lev ho'evan. It's a heart of stone. It's lev ho'evan. The way we put it now, it's filled with dross, but it's tough. It's tough to penetrate. It's tough to get through. After a year of chet, it's very, very hard to penetrate. So we need to be misvada. Our lev is insensitive. It's closed off. Nothing penetrates. It needs smashing. It needs smashing. Where does the word vidui come from? What's the root of the word vidui? Said my uncle, Moshe, it comes from a pasuk, Vayadu Evan B. Vayadu Evan B means, and he cast down an Evan, a stone on me. It was in a pit, and he cast down a stone on me. It's a lotion of casting down. Vayadu, vidui is a lotion of casting down. Very interesting, he says. You'll find that there are certain common denominators with the word praise, thanks, and vidui. Vidui is to confess or to admit. What's to thank? Toida.
Knowledge.
Huh?
Knowledge.
Acknowledge, yes, to thank. Toida rabba. Yeah? What's to praise? Lahoidos. Interesting. In English, there is no connection between the word praise, P-R-A-I-S-E, and thanks, and confession and admit. There's no common denominator. We've said that so often, that all languages are arbitrary. There's no reason why this should be called a table and that should be called a chair. It's arbitrary. It's only its convention. Everybody agrees. We could just as well call this a table and that a chair. There's no meaning, intrinsic meaning in the word chair, which tells you it's got four legs and a seat. And there's no intrinsic word in the word table, T-A-B-L-E, which tells you there's a flat surface and some legs there. Could it just be the other way around? But everyone calls a table a chair, so we know what he means. In Hebrew, every root and every letter has a meaning. So if you find that the word thanks and the word praise and the word admit have the same root, there must be a common denominator. So my uncle, the common denominator is self-abnegation. It's a casting down of self. When I admit that I've done something wrong, I confess, I've cast myself down, I've admitted I've done something wrong. When I thank you, at the moment I thank you, I am thanking you for favors dispensed. You did something for me. At that time, I was down and you were up. You did something for me. So when I say thank you, I cast myself down. When I praise somebody, I'm putting him on a pedestal and I'm sort of going lower. I'm casting myself down in comparison to the praise which I'm giving. It's all an idea of casting yourself down. Self-abnegation. But it's not just that. Reb Samson Foyle, his exile bracha, says it's not just in the cow form, the idea of video, it's lehis vadois. It's a reflective. It's a reflexive. Lehis vadois means you have to smash yourself down to such an extent because you've got such a lave or heaven, you need to penetrate. You need to penetrate that heart in order to do tshuva, to get back to that circular motion, to get inside to where you really belong. To find the pinta l'yid, there has to be a vidu, there has to be a self-abnegation, a smashing down, which is so reflexive, I've got to really, really work at it. It's a wrenching dislocation to get there. Because it's so difficult. Omar Rabbi Alexandri. At Boston Matzle, Alexander said after he davened, Ribbono Elamim, Golov Yodua Lefonecho, it's revealed in front of you, Shorotzoneinu Lasus Rutzonecho, it's our real rotzen to do your rotzen. Umima Akiv, and what stops it? Sa'ayah Shebe Isa Meshibad Malchias, the Yetzahara temptation of Meshibad Malchias and exile and Golos. And I don't know if you've noticed, I'm always this spoil, in the number of slichas which we go through in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, which deal with the way we are treated, and with the expulsions, and with the golus, and that we're downtrodden and persecuted. What's that got to do with chet? Supposed to be doing tshuva. And do you know how many of the slichas deal with the golus syndrome? Because that's what stops us, whether it's tashpo or the physical shibud. But it's very difficult. Of course, then there's the Yetzer Hara. Kim Shoshon and Asa said, Hakeheta, once you've done the veil, what, the first time? Shocking, you're shocked. Second time, the third time, before you know it, doesn't make the slightest difference anymore. It's Mutter. How do you penetrate? Nach Pesod Rachein v'nach Koiro. Nach Pesod Rachein v'nach Koiro. Let us search out our sins. Nach Pesod. Is there any common denominator? Do you know where else we search out? For chometz, the same type of searching which we do for chometz for Pesach, nach masod rochein and nach kaira, you've got to smash the lev of heaven. On Yom Kippur, we face ourselves. We peel away all those layers. Find our true selves, and that needs focus. It needs focus. It needs actions. It needs thumping. It needs vidui bepeh. Adam nifal kefi puloisa v'zachinah says, the more we act out, the more it penetrates. The more actions, Yiddishkeit is a religion of action, not so much dogma is all they say, it's action. The mitzvahs, maisias, are the things which affect our insides. The more we do things with our body, the more it penetrates our soul, the more it penetrates our nefesh. So we clap and we say vidui bepeh, and we're working hard to try and penetrate that lev ha'evan. We negate ourselves in action. That's the Indian of fasting. We reduce ourselves. We reduce our physicality. We do everything to smash it. So we reduce our physicality. And we fast. So that Megushim Dikiyi, that lave whatever, begins to soften. That's how we enter Yom Kippur. Comes Yom Kippur, and we have the opportunity of our life. Yomim Yutsoru, V'loy Echod Mehem. Yom Yutsoru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created days. Veloy is spelled Lamed Vav, it is a Greek siv, Lamed Vav and Lamed Aleph. Veloy Echot Mehem, and one day he reserved for himself. That's Yom Kippur. As Chazal say, Vayi Erev, Vayi Voike, Yoim Echod. He should have said, Vayi Erev, Vayi Voike, Yoim Rishon. It says, Yoim Sheini, Yoim Shlishi. What's the Echod? Yoim Echod, Zeh Yom Kippur. That's the one day of the year which Yomim Yutzorah V'loy Echad Mayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam reserved one day for himself, where Loy, the Lamed and the Aleph, Chayes V'Lamed Tavav, the Sotan cannot get in. There's one day in the year where the Sotan can't enter. He can't penetrate us. He can't, you know what? He can never get to our essence. And in Yom Kippur, what we're doing is we're smashing the Leivah Even with Vidui. That's the opportunity which we've got in order to find our essence. Because that's whom we are. Which you vossay aroma. The Pictali Yid is there. And that's what we're doing on Yom Kippur, through our Vidui. That's one day he can't, because he can't touch our essence. All the Chitzonis he can get us with the Chitzonis. What we're not, he can get to us. What we are, he can never get to us. And Yom Kippur is a day when we find out who we are. Can't fool yourself on Yom Kippur. Everyone knows that. They somehow feel that they want. Somehow that we get back into routine afterwards. But on Yom Kippur, we are real. But we have to peel away. We have to not kid ourselves. We have to peel away those layers which block us. Lo yechod mehem. It's the Rabbani Shlomo's to us. And the Sultan can't get in. That's beautifully captured by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Kiveyoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem letahe eschem mikol chataseichem lifnei Hashem titoru." That's the one day when the Rabbani Shem gives us the opportunity lifnei Hashem titoru. We do that through vidui, through tshuva. Va'oyimah enoch apostle mikve Yisrael Hashem. Mikve Yisrael Hashem, which means the hope of the Rabbani of Klal Yisrael is in the Rabbani Shem. Says Rabbi Akiva, "Ma mikve metaya hatameim." Just like mikveh is metaher tameim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metaher tohoirim. He makes a play of words on the words mikveh. Mikveh means hope, and mikveh is a mikveh. So he makes a comparison to mikveh. You know what mikveh is? Mikveh, what is mikveh? What's the concept of mayim tohoirim? What's the concept of dipping down into a mikveh? It's a place of non-existence. You better not stay down the water too long. Because you could go underwater for too long and you can't exist. The Chinuch Tachas says that the idea of mikveh is, the idea of mayim taharim is the idea is that you get yourself to a different physical stage. You go back to your Mayim was the original waters. The original waters, before there was land, etc., etc., was Mayim. Mayim is the original state of man. It's a place of non-existence. We completely change ourselves. The idea of mikveh is a place of non-existence. You know, it's absolutely beautiful, Maharal. The Maharal says, what is Mayim? Mayim is a plural form. You have Einayim. Ayin is one. Einayim is two. So Mayim, it's a lot. Ma'ayim is a plural. What's the singular? Ma. So ma'ayim is a lot of ma. What do you mean a lot of ma? So says the Maral that water is the prototype of all liquids. Liquids is a tsura b'lay chomer. It has no shape. Water runs. It has no shape at all. The only shape it'll have is when you put it in a kli. It'll take the shape of whatever kli you put it in. But it's a tsura b'lay chomer. It has no shape in itself. Yeah, whatever kli you're putting in, that will take the shape. But it's a lot of What is it? It's nothing until you mold it. That's what water is. Water is nothing. It's pre-existence, as it were, before you make it exist into a shape. It's liquid, it's a substance without form, and it has no shape. When you immerse yourself into a mikveh, deformed man immerses himself into a state of non-existence, and he comes out reformed. I'm a new person. That's the concept of a mikveh. Says Rabbi Akiva, that's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has that quality. If you treat Yom Kippur right, Yom Kippur has a quality for reformed, deformed man to enter into Yom Kippur deformed and come up after Ne'ilah, having immersed himself into the bubble of Yom Kippur, which is a rarefied atmosphere, which is allows him to find his true self, which allows him to penetrate the Lev or Evan. If he does that, and he treats Yom Kippur right, the deformed man can come out completely reformed. That's Ne'ilah. That's Ne'ilah. Comes to Ne'ilah. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, a person should try and cry Ne'ilah. Try and cry Ne'ilah. The tears represent the liquid state. Liquid state of a person. Liquid state of water. If I cry Ne'ilah, I'm showing the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. I want to take that man, which is deformed, and reform himself. Midarka Tshuva. What's Midarka Tshuva? Umashana Shmoy. Umashana Shmoy. Kloima, Ani Arche. Ve'eini Oisai Ha'ish. She'osa Oisan Hamasa. I'm not the same person who did these studies. Meisen. It's not me. It's not me. The person who entered Yom Kippur in a state of chet is not the real me. The real me is the nefesh, is the neshama which stood at Har Sinai, the neshama which heard an Eich Hashem Elokecha, the Pinktel Yid, who knows where he comes from. But what shall I do? What shall I do? Says Rabbi Alexandri. I've got a Lev or Evan. I'm stuck in Golas. I look outside my world today and have to bring up my children in this world, in a world of chet, in a world that's shoved into me wherever I go, wherever I walk, wherever I travel, whatever I see. There's a foreign culture there shoving its way in, pushing its way in, creating a greater lever even, a greater lever even, and hardening my heart, which doesn't allow me to penetrate to my true self. My children have to be exposed to all that, what it means today to find the true heart. It's murder. But that's not the real me. Ani Acher. Yomim Yitzorov. Hashem has created days. There's one where we can smash the Lev HaEvan. We can really smash it. If we enter Kol Nidre tonight, the determination to be b'simcha. B'simcha. What's the mitzvah to eat today? What's the mitzvah to eat today? Why are we eating? We should be trembling. I want some Rishonim. You know why we eat today? It's a Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov. On Yom Kippur, Kevin is there. Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov. You know why it's a Yom Tov? Because the Chiriyid can come out. Let's find ourselves. That's what Yom Kippur is. It's an Emes a Yom Tov. Torn is there. So we replace tomorrow's eating today. So whatever we eat today is a chelik of a kiyum mitzvah sachilas tzuda b'yomtev. Because it's a gevaldig yomtev Yom Kippur. It's the most marvelous, marvelous, marvelous opportunity. I'll never forget, never forget. My first Yom Kippur in Manchester Yeshiva. I was a 17-year-old. I went from Hasmonean. I entered Man's Yeshiva. You know, it was a shock to my system. The real shock to my system. just to see that, just to see the minister of Shiva Zechali Rocha on a weekday was a shock to my sister. On a Shabbos was a bigger shock. No, actually it was never any difference, it was always the same. But Yom Kippur, it's like a malach. Malach, dressed in white. You can't, four Shemana Esrus, that's all he did. Four Shemana Esrus. That was his day. It was unbelievable. And it gave me a real aliyah, you know, I was really uplifted. And Nida was gewaldig, was absolutely gewaldig. I just shouted the roof off, you know, coming from the Azmin, it was quite a, quite something. You know, it came to Maariv, you know, something told me that, here, that I was a bit hungry. And it's time to eat, to finish Maariv. And the Olam go downstairs with the Rosh Hashiva and everyone, I don't know if the Rosh Hashiva was there because I think he's still down, I don't remember anymore, but the Olam went downstairs and they started dancing. I thought they were mad, I was starving hungry. They started dancing and they danced for the half an hour with all the Rosh Yeshivas. It was gewaldig. I got caught up in it. It was absolutely gewaldig. I forgot that I was hungry. You know what they say? The Welt says, on Tisha B'Av, wer kann essen? On Yom Kippur, wer darf essen? Tisha B'Av, who's got an appetite to eat after Churban? How can you eat? Have an appetite. You think of the Churban HaMikdash, everything's gone. How can you eat? No appetite. On Yom Kippur, where darf essen? When Malachim, Baruch Shein Kavoy Ba'achus Elohim Amver, we can say loud. Who needs it? And I found out I didn't even need it after I finished Nila. I found out I was half an hour dancing, I was doing very well, thank you. It's like a myridic day. Myridic opportunity. That's where we're heading. A few hours time, we'll all be going to our own shuls. We'll be entering a rarefied atmosphere. As we start with Kol Nidrei, we're gone for 24 hours until the high point of Ne'ila. It's an opportunity where we can find ourselves, but it's got to be done with vidui. It's got to be serious. No fooling ourselves. We've got to peel away our outer surface. It's a yomim. Yitzoru, v'loyecha mehem, the sotan can't get in if we don't allow him in. If we focus and make sure that we get a gewaldige joy just to look forward to tonight, not as a burden. We can go into Kol Nidrei, not as a burden, but with looking forward to, with excitement. This is an opportunity that Ribbono Shel Olam has given to us. It's a myridic opportunity for time to find ourselves. It's an unbelievable, rarefied 24 hours, which we can't get at any time of the year. If we go to that with the two shows properly and we enjoy our meal today as a Simchas Yom Tov and get ready to go in, I promise you'll have a Yom Kippur like you've never had before. May you all be zeich that all our tefillah should be niskabel. When the time comes, Yeda Kopo Ol, Yatop El Toi, Yoda, Yovin Kol Yatsot, Kato Yatsot, time should come when Mashiach will come in our time, from Heir of Yom Kippur.